Ask some intelligent question for a change. Go ahead.
Maharaj, sadhus tell about we should not do any seva apradh, otherwise it will affect our bhakti.
Should not do what?
Seva apradh.
Yeah, that's not where you do it.
Maharaj, personally, I do have Dwarka Shila and Shaligram Shila, and I am doing their service daily in my hostel, and I cannot maintain that purity and cleanliness in my hostel, like changing daily clothes and all. So Maharaj, should I stop doing it because it is a type of Diti Apradhima?
So, what
should I continue with?
Question is, one person is a student and they're a Brahmin from birth, so they're doing Shagram and Dwarka Shila Puja and their college, and they have some doubt about whether they should continue to do puja because they're committing seva aparadhas. Well, don't stop committing seva aparadhas and do the puja. There's so much benefit by worshipping Shalagram. It's Yadikara, one who's taken Upanayam Samskara, he has Yadikara to do the Shalagram Puja. And actually Shalagram Puja, even women can do, anyone can do Shalagram Puja, any varna, any ashram. The ritual purity is also required, so that you shouldn't do bhakti with aparad. It's like watering a plant and cutting the leaves at the same time. You know, you water the plant, you don't cut the leaves, the plant will die. So you shouldn't do that. When you take a bath, have a clean cloth and do puja, what's the big ritual? It's not so, you have to take a bath every day anyway. Every morning you take a bath, put on clean clothes, and do puja, that's it, no offense. Use tulsi and chandan, or ashtadhatu, or whatever, what is it called? Ashtagandha, you know, they apply this powder, kind of orange powder, because sandalwood, you can't really find real sandalwood anyway. So use ashtagandha, I think. The serum powders, that's very bona fide. Puja samagri. And you offer some tulsi and some water, or some rock candy, or some boga, and that's it, boss. What's the big deal? Come on, you're a Brahmin, you gotta do something, man. Don't be a pig, you know. It has to have some nobility, some self-respect. You know, then we become a total Kali-Yuga animal. I mean, come on, man. It's embarrassing. What are your forefathers, what are your patriots think of you, you know? They're looking at you. You have to uphold the dignity of the family line. You have a great tradition, a high-class Brahmin family. Upadhyaya is a famous, respectable line of Brahmins. You're acting like a jerk. Wake up, man. Either don't do puja at all, or do it right. That's like they say. We say, Mary, if you're going to do something, do it right. You live by that motto. That's your life motto also. I noticed that. Very good quality. I mean, it's not like America, anywhere. Someone intelligent, responsible person. If you're going to do something, do it right. They say in America, do it right the first time, it's done right forever. Interesting thought. Do it right the first time. You set up a system and you do it right, then it runs forever, you know, the system. So live your life by successful systems, then your whole life goes successful. Do it right. Like, you know, it runs forever. Like you get an education, you get a qualification, you make money for the rest of your life on that. What, by doing right education and getting right qualification. And you balance it, which is 5, 6 years, 7 years of your life. You spend 50 years running on that 7 years. 7 years you do it right and get some qualification. Spend the rest of your life living off that 7 years. you're going to do that. So a certain time, then you get inheritance and investment and all your Bitcoin, all your dealing, wheeling, dealing, and make ends meet and carry on, you know. Everybody has to survive. Survival is the first law of nature. Survival. So what it takes to survive and try to not break too many laws in the process. Don't step out too many feet and don't break too many laws and get your work done. Okay, anything more?